It's a ticket round table. Translation, put enough people on the air and something good might happen. Live from Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, Home Depot and Miller Lite bring you the Ticket Guys on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's 10:53 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, also known as the Davey Lane Show.
Whatever.
Riding shotgun today, Corby Davidson. And
hello.
I also am riding shotgun.
Why don't you tell them how to get here at Ticket Stock, Gordon?
Actually, I'm sitting on the armrest between the driver's side and the
You're riding
the
biatch.
Seat. Yeah, you know, we used to do that when we were kids. We used to actually ride on the little armrest.
Well, you didn't have the little lap belt in the middle?
You know what? You know what's funny is I was talking this about my mom. About my mom.
What?
I was talking to this.
About how much you love your sister? Mom, can I have Whitney's hand in marriage?
I love her so.
I know you've sensed it all these years.
You can smell it on me.
Whoa. Whitney?
No. About how kids, back when we were growing up.
You smell her scent on me.
You're my mommy.
You know your own daughter's scent, don't you?
Oh, jeez.
Smell the menses.
All right, so anyway.
So, when we were kids, there was no...
Hey, Mom, what is that?
I banged her real
Whitney
good.
Home. I smell estrus.
All right, anyway, so go ahead. What were we talking about? riding on the armrest when
we
were kids.
There were no car seats when we were kids.
Right.
Like, they would just throw us in the back of a station wagon.
Yeah, they just put you in a cardboard box and throw you in the back.
Right.
Like you're a Mexican.
What?
Okay. We're at Ticket Stock 2004 here on the Ticket. So anyway, yeah, I know. And we used to sleep on the back dashboard. We had a big old Buick, so the back dash was like at least a twin bed's width.
What?
We used to sleep on the back dashboard.
It was all warm.
I don't know why we used to sleep up there. We used to battle to sleep up there, and you get waffle face because it had that little grill, that little waffle surface.
Speaker grill?
Yes. And we used to sleep up there on car trips, on long car trips.
And if you would have gotten
especially
a
especially in stop-and-go traffic, we loved sleeping up there.
You would have decapitated both your parents.
Why is that funny, David?
Oh,
why
God.
Is the decapitation of my parents a source of humor for you?
You would have shot through there so fast.
I know. My parents didn't care.
Mine didn't either. They just throw you back there.
Uh-huh.
There were no seat belts.
Hey,
I never wore seat belts when I was a kid.
Okay, well, we need to count our blessings here, Corby.
Did you guys wear seat belts when you were kids?
No.
Never.
I wish I had parents that didn't care about me.
See, Dave doesn't even have that.
That's awful, Dave.
No, and I remember we used to be in a station wagon, and there'd be 10 kids in the back of a station wagon.
Just piled back there.
Uh-huh.
Playing with silly putty.
With the tailgate window open.
Yeah, tailgate window open. I mean, like Mexicans. So anyway, David was telling us a story about being down in the Caribbean, and he had eaten some fried gravy, some deep fried gravy.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you, I forgot. I didn't learn any Dutch while I was down there, except for one phrase. The phrase, thank you, sweetie, or, you know, thank you, honey, you know, the kind of term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
And in Dutch.
So you're using that in restaurants and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I didn't use it, but, you know, the girls were using it.
Yeah.
It's donkey douchey.
Okay.
So it just made me giggle all week.
It was not donkey douchey.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but I'm sure
ask
you're
a Dutch
to have...
person. Ask the slope-boobed woman's.
I'm sure you're supposed to
ask
pronounce it.
Slope-boobed woman's.
Ask him what donkey douchey is.
But you got to put a little bit of an accent on it, I guess.
Hey, donkey douchey.
No, not a country accent. I meant like the, you know, the chef on the Muppets or something. Donkey douchey. All right, so anyway, so you've eaten all this fried gravy.
Yeah, we ate the bitter balls, the fried gravy. And we're waiting for our ride, and my wife is feeling really ill. And so,
like, how is the illness manifesting itself?
She's just feeling it. She's just you know, I get her in the car, and we get back to the apartment. And, you know, we're sitting down to watch TV. And by this time, I don't feel sick, but I definitely don't have an appetite.
Did you fish it out?
No. And so, you know,
you don't have an appetite because you've already eaten whatever.
Gravy.
2 dozen fried gravy balls.
I mean, I wasn't even hungry.
Wasn't even hungry, but, you know, they had these little donut holes of fried gravy.
So we're sitting there, and Eric is just starting to feel worse and worse and worse. And then it starts to hit me. And, you know, the condo, the apartment is like, you know, 80 degrees, and I'm starting to get the shivers. And so I grab a blanket.
This is after you missed your flight, right?
Yeah, this is the night after we missed, or the night of the day we missed our flight.
I'm confused.
And so I'm getting under the blanket, and I'm shivering, and Erica looks at me, and she goes, I think I have to throw up. I said, you know what? If you do, I will.
That's nice. It's nice to do that out of solidarity.
Honey, bulimia is beautiful.
If you throw up on me, I'll throw up on you.
Remember that video we watched?
So you throw up on each other?
No. They didn't have a love toilet or anything. They had two bathrooms in the condo.
We can share a toilet.
So she goes, and the sound of her retching just bolting into the other room. And I
fished it out?
No,
I started going to town just as fast as you could?
No, I launched like a half a dozen bitter balls right then. And something, okay, that's
you're
it.
You're done with it.
That's it. So then we go back and, you know, sit down on the couch, and she's like, I got to go to bed. So she goes to bed, and I try and stay up a few more minutes. I'm like, you know what, this is not going to work. I'm going to
go look in her toilet?
No. So I think...
Why would he do that?
So I think I'm going to go to bed, too.
Oh,
so
look at that.
Could you not
one
flush?
Bitter ball. Two bitter balls.
So we both curl up under the covers. We're both shivering. And we can't get to sleep.
So you just start punching each other in the face.
And so then we...
Donkey douchey.
Huh, baby? Donkey douchey. Donkey douchey.
So then...
Speak Dutch.
So we start taking turns running to the bathroom and launching bitter balls.
What do you mean launching them? I mean, you won't actually get close to the
sounds
toilet?
Sounds like a circus gag.
I know.
We're launching bitter balls to and fro,
The most violent retching I've ever
full
experienced.
Full neck strain, everything?
Yeah, just... You know, where you lose total body control and tears are streaming down your face and...
He's laughing.
You're just laughing. Punching the tank on the toilet. Just screaming.
Total Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
So it gets to be about midnight. You know, our host has gone to bed. And I kind of feel bad because I'm sure we're just making tons of noise, scurrying back and forth and just...
So wait, oh, you're staying with your wife's friend?
Yeah, we're staying there.
Oh, geez. See, I was thinking this is a hotel room, so you have some privacy, but you're talking...
And okay...
They're having to listen to this, wondering why the hell they allowed you to come down here.
And the way they have the bathroom set up, the guest bathroom set up, and it's a two-bedroom condo, it's like, I swear, it's a one-by-two room. It's like a wall sink and a toilet, and you shut the door, and you can't move. So it's so uncomfortable.
Or a shower.
The shower is in the bedroom. There's like a shower and a sink in the bedroom, and then there's a...
Weird.
A lavatory, like, out...
It's Dutch.
Yeah, it's weird.
You'll see it in New England a lot.
So then, about midnight, you know, I'm laying there, I'm trying to get to sleep, and then, you know, the intestines start to gurgle.
It starts moving lower.
And...
So how long have you been sick at this point? From bitter ball consumption to... Midnight.
Probably about 6 hours.
Okay.
5-6 hours.
And you're sick the whole time, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, feeling awful.
Yeah, by this time, I have probably vomited, like, 5 or 6 times.
Mm.
And then I almost pulled a Jimmy Christopher.
What does that mean?
I gave a little push.
Why? Just laying in bed?
Because I thought it was just gas.
Oh, that's not...
And I had to
use euphemisms in some way.
You know, I had to do the kind of arch your back to get your, you know, your backside off the sheets and kind of cup your hand underneath and run to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
And then so, you know,
I hate being adopted.
So I take care of that, and then it, you know, it's the thing. It, immediately when you're done with that, you look at it and you turn around and you have to do the other side.
Now what?
What?
You finish on the back end and you look at it, you're flushing it, and it brings up the front end.
Good God.
So you had to stick your head in that toilet?
Yeah,
before you had flushed?
As the pea soup is going down, you have to stick your head in there and
all right,
let's reel it in.
Yeah.
So this goes on all night. I swear I got maybe 2 hours of sleep that night because I couldn't get comfortable. I probably had to
keep doing the frantic back arch and handcuff.
Yeah. So I probably did the back end maybe 4 or 5 times and the front end maybe like 8 or 10 times. And I'm thinking there's nothing left. And it got to the point where there was nothing left. I'm totally dehydrated, but I can't hold anything down. So that next morning, I drink some.
So what's your wife doing during this time? Do you have any progress report on her?
She didn't eat as much as me, so she's leveling out before I do.
But didn't she have a funny episode in
the Oh, yeah, yeah. She
have a hand cup?
Well, yeah, she woke up, like, you know, with a start, like 3 or 4 in the morning, and did the double hand cup over the mouth, and then just the all over our luggage. All over the carpet.
Your luggage?
Yes.
And Dave goes, hey, you've just lost like 3 pounds.
Yeah, Dave saw it.
Keep
as a
going.
Positive.
That was awesome, honey.
Do you need me to put my fist down your throat?
Ooh, okay.
So we get to the next morning.
You're so skinny.
We get to the next morning, and I try and drink some Alka-Seltzer to soothe my stomach,
mm-hmm.
and take a shower and, you know, clean myself up. And
were you dirty? Did you feel filthy?
Oh, I felt so filthy.
Gross.
And so I can't even get into the shower before I launch the Alka-Seltzer into the sink.
Are you serious?
Yes. So then we have to get on a plane. And we go to the airport, and our plane is delayed for an hour. We're sitting in this airport for an hour, and I have to go into this stinky, nasty Curacao bathroom in the airport twice.
Just smells like Dutch everywhere.
Ugh. Then we get on the plane, and in order to save money, we flew an American airline to Miami. But then when we got to Miami, we...
Now, you mean not the American Airlines. You're just saying...
Just saying an American
airline. That is based in America.
And in Dallas. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. That was no problem. But then to save a little bit of money, we flew a lesser carrier down to Curacao. So we're having to fly that lesser carrier back. And so we're delayed an hour. We finally get onto the plane, and they make this announcement. They say, you know, we've...
All right, who here's got it? Who destroyed the bathroom?
They say, we apologize for the delay. We had an earlier flight to Miami that had to be diverted to Haiti, and there was an engine malfunction. We're going to have to fly to Port-au-Prince and pick those passengers up. We apologize for the problem. You know, we'll be touching down in Haiti in about 45 minutes, and then we'll be on to Miami.
That's a pretty good Dutch accent you've got. Yeah, so what? It's such a lesser carrier that it's just like a carpool deal? You can just fly wherever you want?
Yes.
We're going to be in Haiti here.
We're going to stop by a friend of mine's house. I left the DVD over there.
So we get on the plane, and I guess they figure, well, since...
Who wants Wendy's?
We're going to make a Whataburger run. Anybody want anything?
We're hitting a drive-thru before we hit the taxiway.
All right, we can either do Burger Street or McDonald's. That's all we got here.
So I guess they figure, since we're going to Haiti anyway, let's pack a bunch of Haitians on the plane.
Oh, God.
So
it even gets smellier.
So the plane is totally packed, and there's like chickens running up and down the aisle.
Did it smell like AIDS?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
it was
Haiti
so
has
awful.
An AIDS problem.
And so, twice on the 45-minute leg to Haiti, I have to go into this stinky 25-year-old DC-10 commode and wedge myself in there and hurl
and
into the
on.
aluminum bowl.
Hurl into the Folgers can they have set up?
Yes.
For you?
Oh, it was so miserable. And then we land in Haiti, and we sit...
So how's your wife doing? Is she still sick?
She is beyond all that. She's just like, you know, totally sapped of all her life force.
But she doesn't have, like, a horse bag on her rear end.
No. No. She's doing okay. She's just feeling awful. I'm the only one.
Wait a minute. Horse bag?
Like an oat bag, a feed bag.
Just put it near your butt.
All right, anyways, go ahead. Did you ever have the bags? Did you ever have, like, a horse bag in front and back, Dave?
No, but I did. I was eyeing the air sickness bag just in case.
I've never known anyone that's used an air sickness bag.
Did the Haitians smell like crap?
Yes. I swear, that was the worst BO I've ever smelled in my life. Being locked into that recirculated air on that, I swear, that plane was retired by Southwest like 20 years ago. It was so disgusting. And so we fly into Port-au-Prince in Haiti, and I guess there's all kinds of riots going on in Haiti right now. And
that's a shock.
And we're flying
people
in.
More AIDS.
We're flying in.
Wait a minute.
And
you give us more AIDS.
I'm looking out the window, and I swear, 8 out of every 10 structures on the ground doesn't have a roof. It's like a war zone. It's totally bombed out, and then we land and, you know, it's just a tarmac. There's no gates. You know, they just lower the staircase and people just shimmy out of the plane. And
a pole?
Yeah, like a fireman pole.
All right.
Everybody out. All the Haitians out. And then so...
Wait, hold on. We need you to finish this story next, Dave. We're a little bit late here. But we'll get to the exciting conclusion of Dave's travels on a romantic vacation next.